just one question that is discussed in the halakha. We know that in the laws of Purim, the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin, Mechayev Inash Lebesume Bepuria, Ad Delo Yada. A person is supposed to literally be happy on Purim till the state where he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Now, we explain this state of happiness through drinking, for example, wine. So it gets a person a little dizzy, where he's unable to understand the difference between the villain Haman and the tzaddik Mordechai. So the question over here is, we know that ladies are obligated in all the mitzvot of Purim. For example, ladies are obligated to hear the Megillat Esther, they're obligated in Mishloach Manot, they're obligated in Matanot Ebionim, they're obligated in the Seudah as well. So Sheila is, are they obligated also in this inyan of the Besumeh Bepuria, to drink and become a little inebriated, so to speak, in order to fulfill this mitzvah? So actually, the Ribivot Ephraim, the Ephraim Greenblatt from Memphis, Tennessee, student of Moshe Feinstein, Alav Shalom, deals with this question in his Ribivot Ephraim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Taf Nun Het. And he says the following logic. Number one, he understands that the drinking on Purim is to commemorate not only the destruction of Amalek, but it's to commemorate his descendants' destruction eventually, and eventually the future day in Olam Abba where all the Amalekim are going to be destroyed, and then it will be true Simcha in the world where the mitzvah is going to be complete, there will be no more sin'ah. So it's actually a drink for the future. In his words, he says it's Me'ain Olam Abba, that already we're commemorating the ultimate victory. And since ladies really are not involved in the mitzvah of Mihayat Amalek, they're not involved in, you know, the eradication, ladies don't go to war, so therefore the drinking really doesn't have an inyan for the ladies per se. Furthermore, he goes on to say that there's a famous Hatam Sofer that says ladies are exempt from the mitzvah of Nerot Hanukkah, which means, according to the Ashkenazim, that each one in the family lights the separate menorah, but the ladies, they're covered with their husbands. Why? So Hatam Sofer says, because initially when they had the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, they used to light outside. And he says, lighting outside in front of the house, was by the Rishut Rabbim. Wouldn't be modest for a Jewish lady that the Pasuk says, Kol kevudah bat melech penima, a lady has a more modest role, to go outside in public and start lighting the menorah. Therefore they're exempt. So the Ephraim Greenblatt wants to say, who had deen, drunkenness obviously is not a modest thing for a lady to start drinking, and then it's a break in the fence of the tzini'ut. And therefore, just like they don't like the menorah, he says shouldn't be involved in such a behavior which causes them to lose their seriousness and their inyan of the modesty. He cites an interesting me'iri. We know the law of Ben Soreru More, what's the rebellious child? The rebellious child is held liable because he goes in a gluttonous lifestyle. He eats meat, he drinks wine, but it's a Ben Soreru More. There's no such thing as a Bat Sorera or Morera. So the Me'iri says why. So in the Me'iri's Lashon is that Mishib Darkol Himashech Aharta Avotav Ve'enze Bebat Ela Beben. That's not the teva. A girl's going to go now drinking now. That's against the nature of the lady itself. Last but not least, he brings a very interesting Sharet Siyun in the laws of Zimun in Kuf Tzaddi Tet Od Vav. The Sharet Siyun over there has a question. How come ladies are not part of a Zimun? Which means ladies cannot make a Zimun. Two men, one lady, no Zimun. Why? So he says, interesting. Initially, even today, there's a mitzvah when you make Zimun, to make Zimun ala kos, to make Zimun with a cup of wine. And he writes that it's a genai for a lady to drink wine. And therefore, don't be part of the zimun, because you're not going to be part of the one that has to drink the kosher b'kat hamazon. So the rabbi says, kal vachomer. And what in the case where really you could make zimun without wine? Don't have to make it with wine. It's just a mitzvah. And still, since it's a mitzvah, and they're still exempt because of that, because you can, when it comes to drinking wine on Purim, where it would go against this business for a lady to drink wine, so he wants to conclude that they would be indeed exempt. Well, of course, the ladies are obligated in all the mitzvot of Purim, but on the contrary, they should not drink. So somebody asks, oh, but rabbi, they drink on Leil Pesach. So there's an obvious difference. The drinking on Leil Pesach is not with a kavanah to get drunk. The drinking on Leil Pesach obviously also doesn't have to be with something that's intoxicating. A lady could drink grape juice if she wants. She could drink the lightest wine. Mashiachin on Purim, the inyan is the besumeh. And if you want to be medayek in the Gemara says, mechayev inash le besumeh bepuria. Inash is a man. It's not a lady. And therefore, halakha lemaaseh, to follow the minhag Yisrael, the ladies should not go against the gedres niut, as we said, and not to ever get drunk. Hadush is even on Purim, where you might think there's an overriding mitzvah. Still, of course, the gedres niut override that factor.